On paper, I look like I've got it together. I'm a project manager, a six-time Salesforce certified professional. I hold two different Scrum Master certifications. I'm a PMP candidate, a wife, daughter, caregiver, and a longtime direct sales consultant. I've also got a master's degree and a color-coded calendar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the High Functioning Disaster. I'm Sasha Holder. I have plenty of shiny credentials that say I'm high functioning. Behind the scenes, I'm unemployed, overwhelmed, anxious, and weighed down by my never-ending to-do lists and caregiving duties. My calendar helps me manage all the balls I'm juggling, but it doesn't stop the chaos. Sometimes I can't even get to the things I see in front of me because I don't have the mental bandwidth. That's my reality. So, who am I really beyond my LinkedIn bio? And honestly, I don't think my LinkedIn bio is even the best of the best, but I'm a dog mom, a wife, a daughter, a bariatric patient, and I'm a woman who's been in direct sales for over a decade. I'm a survivor of mental, emotional, and sexual abuse. Because of that, I live with anxiety and panic attacks. It's part of my story, but it doesn't define or control me. It's one thread in the bigger picture of who I am, and it's one reason I believe so strongly in being honest about the mess instead of pretending it isn't there. I also love reading, journaling, riding my bike, lifting heavy, practicing yoga, eating good food, traveling, playing with and walking my dogs, and spending time with my friends. Spiritually, I believe there is a God. I find that easier to believe than evolution. There's so much that I don't know that I lean slightly agnostic because so many world religions believe in multiple gods and goddesses. While I think religion can be beautiful when it builds faith and connection, I've also seen how damaging it can be when it turns rigid and judgmental. Faith, to me, is deeply personal and not open for judgment. So this podcast came about because life is messy and no one really talks about it. We don't talk about the overwhelm that comes with taking care of our kids, parents, spouses, pets, even ourselves. We don't talk about how heavy career pressure, job loss, or constant demands can feel. Earlier this year, I lost my job due to a reduction in force at my company. It wasn't based on my performance, but because the company, like so many large corporations, needed to appease the stakeholders. It was blindsiding. I spent more than a decade with this company that I loved so much. I learned so many skills, gained six Salesforce certifications, two Scrum Master certifications, and became a candidate for the PMP exam for project managers. I spent a couple of months trying to find a new role within my company. And nearly 7 months after being let go from my role, after spending a mere 4 months as an officially titled project manager, I'm still looking for my next position. I've had interviews and sometimes make it far in the process, but still no offer. In spite of the stress of not having a job, I'm tremendously grateful for the time to decompress and work through my emotions from the past 15-ish months caring for my mom and burning my candle at both ends to nearly nothing. To be fair, my severance package was generous, and for that I have immense gratitude. But honestly, I'd rather have my job back. I absolutely loved it. I'm a high achiever, perhaps an overachiever. So suddenly being unemployed left me restless. Caregiving, daily life, job hunting, none of it filled the space of feeling like I was doing something worthwhile. That's not to say those tasks are meaningless. they're heavy and set my energy. So I needed to learn something new, something that would help energize me to feel like I have a sense of purpose to make something useful out of the chaos I live in. And that's what led me here to creating this podcast, because I know I'm not alone. There are so many out there who have their own overwhelming, messy, chaotic lives where they live in survival mode. I see you. I see you because I've been there. And sometimes I feel myself sliding backward into the numbness of the overwhelm. That's why this isn't a self-help podcast. It's a self-permission podcast. Sometimes we just need permission to be who we are. Messy, overwhelmed, imperfect humans without judgment. And to be given space to explore tools to work through the messiness and maybe even learn how to heal the broken parts. Before losing my job, to say I was stretched thin would be a massive understatement. I was making sure my mom got to her appointments, keeping my work as flawless as possible, showing up everywhere with a smile. On the outside, I looked fine. Inside, I wanted to crawl in a hole and sleep for days. Not because I was lazy or depressed, but because I was mentally and emotionally exhausted. I'm a Gen Xer, and true to the stereotype of my generation, I wasn't asking for help. Not because I didn't think it's okay to ask. Because most of us were taught to shoulder the load and carry on. That color-coded calendar I mentioned is literal. No symbolism here. Mine helps me see which balls are in the air. But even then, some weeks I just can't. I've had days where I stare at the list and think, nope, zero fucks left to give. And that's real. Even at night, sometimes I get stuck obsessing over how little sleep I'm about to get, which of course only makes falling asleep even more difficult. In these moments, when my mind spirals, I find myself thinking of the most unimportant things, sometimes the most ridiculous things, like the last episode of Dateline I watched or listened to. And by the way, I'm obsessed with Dateline and have been for decades. That's the disaster side of me. Not that my life is falling apart, but that sometimes it feels like I am. So what's this podcast going to look like? Sometimes it's just me sharing my reflections, but mostly I'll bring on guests, friends, experts, and everyday people with stories that need to be told. We'll talk about burnout, grief, body image, boundaries, religious trauma, caretaking, mental health, and self-care. And every week, no matter what, I promise honesty and listening, no judgment. And here's what I really want for this space. I want you to feel seen, to know that you're not alone, even if life feels like you're stranded on a deserted island. I want to give you permission to not be okay, to reach out for help, to know that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. I don't have a perfect mantra, but my motto, done correctly, not perfect, fits the messiness well. And I try to live by a simple ball framework where everything is either a glass, plastic, or rubber ball. Some things are glass, the most important things, because if they shatter, they don't always come back together. And even if they do, they're not the same. And some things are plastic, less important. They have some bounce, but they can still crack under pressure. And other things, I think most things, are rubber. They're the resilient ones that bounce back if we drop them. So if I'm exhausted, I ask myself, what type of ball is this? Washing dishes, probably rubber. Rescheduling a meeting, maybe plastic. But relationships with the people we love and self-care, especially self-care, those are glass. They can only be dropped so many times before they break. That's how I try to navigate the mess, but I am definitely not perfect. I make plenty of mistakes and I drop my glass balls sometimes. But here's what's coming up on the High Functioning Disaster. I'll be sitting down with my good friend Katie to talk about the Enneagram and how stress shows up differently for each type. We'll hear from Jacintha Field, founder of Happy Souls Kids, about helping children navigate and regulate their big feelings. Zulma Williams, the swearing therapist, will join me to talk about trauma, resilience, and keeping it real. We'll dive into heart coherence with Jessica Gallagher. Hillary Momberger Powers, yes, the voice of Sally Brown from Peanuts, will share her story of recovery and resilience. And I have plenty more lined up. At the end of the day, we all have a story. And when someone tells theirs, it helps someone else feel seen and maybe less alone. So if you're drowning in your own chaos right now, here's what I want you to know. It's okay to not be okay. We all land in that space sometimes. And asking for help, that's not weakness. It's courage. I'll leave you with this quote from Carl Jung. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. This podcast is about making space for the messy, the unconscious, the unspoken, not to fix it, but to face it. So come as you are. That's enough.
Come back next week for my discussion with Jacintha Field from Happy Souls Kids. Learn more about her mission to empower children to unlock their inner strengths, build resilience, and empower a growth mindset through engaging and innovative tools while fostering strong connections between children, families, and educators to create a brighter, healthier future for the next generation.